when you were picked by the Suns, a lot of people looked at the Suns roster and said, hey, this kid's going to have to be patient here. It is a young team. It's a team that's trying to figure a few things out. You did spend a couple of games in the D League. What has your first year in the NBA been like? Have you did you kind of expect that you would need to bide your time as much as you have right now?
I know it's always an adjustment. I mean, coming from the collegiate level to go into, you know, the NBA, everybody's going to have their adjustments, and you know, the point guard position is no different. So, I mean, I just came into training camp and into the season, you know, looking at, you know, not only our point guards, guys that are ahead of me right now, but also, you know, the other point guards in the league, and just, you know, not only working on my body, but, you know, just taking things from them and learning, you know, as much as I can while I'm young, and you know, trying to incorporate that into my game as we go forward.
You know, I've often wondered, you were a guy who played you played a ton of minutes for Syracuse, a ton of pressure minutes. Every game when you're in that program is a big program. Now you go into a situation where you're not getting as many minutes, and some nights you're not getting any minutes at all. How do you keep yourself game sharp? Do you have to maybe ratchet it up a bit in practice?
That's one of the differences, you know, being on the NBA level is, you know, you kind of have to take it into your own hands. I mean, of course, we have guys here that, you know, work you out and you know, keep you in shape. But, you know, I always think it's good to, you know, kind of go on your own and you know, make sure, you know, you're at the level you want to be at, because nobody can tell you whether you're in shape or whether your shot's falling except for you. So,
who do you rely on to keep your confidence up, to keep your you know, to keep your spirits up at this time? Because, again, you are a guy who's used to playing an awful lot.
I mean, you know, I talk to my family a lot about, you know, just basketball, about life. But, I mean, as far as confidence, you know, that's something that I have. So, you know, whether I'm playing or not, I know, you know, I have to stay ready. And you know, in this league, you know, things could change fast, or, you know, you could get thrown into a game and, you know, and you're not expecting it. So, you know, one of the things everybody here taught me is just, you know, you always got to be ready in this league. And, you know, that's what I've been trying to do.
Brampton, Ontario's Tyler Ennis joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Tyler and the Phoenix Suns are in town tonight to play the Toronto Raptors at the Air Canada Center. We'll have the game on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, at 7:30. What's it like to come back home as an NBA player?
I mean, it's good. It's a good feeling, you know, getting to see my family, first of all. But, you know, just kind of being in Toronto, but, you know, being, you know, on the other side. You know, I'm used to kind of going to Raptors games and being a fan of the Raptors. But, you know, now I'm on the other side and playing against them. So it's hasn't been too different. You know, looking forward to how tonight turns out and the atmosphere there tonight.
What have you been able to learn about the NBA game as you watch it, as you practice against guys with a little bit of experience under the belts? What's the biggest difference you've been able to detect?
Difference? I think in the NBA, just how many games you play and how often you play is important. So, you know, taking care of your body, you know, for me, it's, you know, getting stronger. And I think that'll help, you know, playing more games, but also playing, you know, stronger guys.
Tyler Ennis joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What for you would constitute a good season? You know, I keep reinforcing this because I think it's important people realize this is a young team, and there's a lot of, I mean, it's one thing to wait when you've got older guys in front of you. Guys may get hurt, guys may get down, but you're essentially waiting for guys who aren't that much older than you to wear down. What would constitute a good season for you?
You know, definitely being in the playoffs. I mean, as a team, we worked hard. That's, you know, one of our main goals is, you know, they missed the playoffs last year by, I think, a game. So, you know, that's the main goal coming into the season. And, you know, just getting better. I mean, I'm a young guy. I'm the youngest guy on the team. So just learn from everybody, you know, learn how to be a professional and just making sure I'm ready.
You know, so many people have talked about the Canadian invasion of the NBA, all the young guys that are going into the NBA now from Canada. It's been, I mean, we're in like the fourth or fifth year of this. Do you get the sense as you travel around, Tyler, that there really is a recognition of just how good the basketball is in this country right now?
Yeah, I think people realize that we have talent. I think, you know, we're definitely not where we need to be as far as, you know, matching up, and you know, I think people are getting more serious about basketball in the Toronto area and in Canada, just because of the success that, you know, certain players have had. But I think, you know, we definitely have a ways to go as far as, you know, playing on the national level with, you know, Team Canada, playing against, you know, other countries.